She left Osborne House on the Isle of Wight in the afternoon, crossed the Channel in her own yacht, arrived in Cherbourg, on the coast of France, in the evening, rattled her way across northern France in Emperor Napoleon III's special train to Paris overnight, complained bitterly about not having been able to sleep very much. Then she had a soul-searing day in Paris. The Empress Eugénie called on her, and she committed an appalling blunder by not returning the Empress Eugénie's call. Didn't fit in with the incognita. Another overnight journey the next night, rattling again, arrived at Basel on the northern Swiss frontier in the morning for an early breakfast at about 7 that was handed in to her into the train. On with the train to Lucerne, which they reached at about 11 o'clock. So you can imagine what a difference it is between now and then.